The next morning, the school principal announces the chess club's victory during morning announcements. She reads out all the names of the club members and says the school is proud of its winning team. The rest of that day, people treat Tyrone like he's a celebrity. Students he doesn't even know very well congratulate him in the halls, the cafeteria, and his classes. Tyrone feels like he is on top of the world. Joining the chess club was definitely a good move. If only Malik could be happy for me too, Tyrone thinks sadly as he makes his way to his locker at the end of the day. As Tyrone approaches his locker, he sees Malik packing his books into his backpack. Malik has become much more serious about studying since the school warned him that his falling grades would keep him from participating in the basketball playoffs. So Malik started to work harder in his classes and has helped lead his team all the way to the championships. When Malik sees Tyrone, he immediately reaches out and shakes his friend's hand. "Congratulations on the chess win. That's pretty cool," Malik says with a smile. Then his face becomes apologetic. "I'm sorry about all the negative things I said about the club. You proved you don't have to play sports to be a winner. You're not a bunch of losers at all." Tyrone smiles back. He feels sudden warmth from Malik and realizes how much he's missed his old friend. He thanks Malik and says nothing more about their lost time together. What's done is done. "So, do you think you can find any time away from your chess crew to come over and play a few video games this weekend?" Malik asks. This is the first time in months that Malik has invited Tyrone over to his house. "Sure," Tyrone responds with relief and delight. "I always have time for my best friend." The two walk off to catch the bus home as Malik quizzes Tyrone all about New York.